Hi, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers, and I'm your host at Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. And you're listening to bbsradio.com. If you'd like to give us a call during the show or fast chat with me, sending me a quick chat message, here are the numbers to call. 888-228-4494 in the U.S. and Canada, or 877-489-6350 worldwide. Or you can send me a chat message to BBS Fast Chat. You have to go to the website, which you must be on to be listening. Anyway, I'm greetings to everybody and Om Shanti for this evening. That means I wish you peace. And first I want to start by thanking everyone who is listening. I want to thank my guests who are coming onto the show really soon. And I want to thank Jim McGrath, my theme song, everybody that's involved with the show. I'll be doing some more of that later on. Let me tell you a little bit about tonight's appetizer. I like to always demystify Tantra a little bit when I have the show going. And tonight I want to talk, I have my guests are three relatively new Tantra students. And I want to demystify the part about being a beginner in Tantra. I have people call me all the time and they say, you know, I don't know if I want to start Tantra because if I come to your class or if I come to your series, you know, I'm a beginner. I don't really know anything and I'm kind of scared to come. And so I want to completely bust that myth. Everyone starts at the beginning. All my classes pretty much, at least in my ongoing series, I welcome someone who's never done any tantric thing before in their whole life. And in my Bliss Beginners class, that's what it is. It's beginners. And many people who are experienced tantrics come to beginners classes anyway because each teacher is completely different. So I want to let people know that about you have to start somewhere. So I invite you to start with this show and then find your way to a reputable class somewhere in the U.S. or around the world to somebody who's teaching and has you feel safe and included. Also, if a teacher calls to you, if you read something about them or you see them and it's some calling, like you want to do that, then you should go. And if you get too scared or you're turned off by something the teacher does or says, then you shouldn't go. I want to also let you know that Tantra is a very fast path, which means when we start doing that breathing stuff we've been doing for weeks and we connect it with the sexual energy, it burns through a lot of blockages in the body. So people don't have to be studying Tantra for very long to get wonderful results. And that's precisely why I have the guests on the show tonight that I have, because they're all relatively new Tantra students and they've covered so much ground on their way to here tonight. Like, they have shifted their lives greatly. So if you're somebody who's been hanging around wishing that your life would change, maybe you're tired of talk therapy, maybe you're tired of wishing and hoping and praying for a change, and you want to shift something major in your life, I invite you to step on the tantric path, as you're going to see this evening. So without further ado, I want to welcome my guests this evening. I have three wonderful guests. I have Brian from New York. I have Felice from New York. And I have Karen from Philadelphia. So greetings, you three.
Hi, Laurie.
Hi, Laurie.
Hi, Laurie. Great. All right, great. It's okay if you overlap a little bit because there's three of you and there's the most guests I've had on a show before when we weren't all sitting together in a studio. So I'm going to just ask you some questions. I want to just start with Brian for a minute. I purposely introduced you first, Brian, because I loved what you said just before we went on air. So could you, yeah, so could you, would you mind sharing that, like where you were and where you are now?
Okay. I was just a guest at the men's class being taught by another one of my teachers, Teeny Dakini, and I was keeping some goddess's company right before I had to leave to take this call. So I was sitting in a room hanging out with three lovely women, and now I'm actually outside in a park on a conference call with three other lovely women. How fabulous is my life right now?
Thanks, Brian. That's such a great description. So anyone out there who's feeling like you don't know how to meet people, you don't really know, you know, what your life would be like if all of a sudden there was an abundance of new people in your life. If you're men on this call and you're listening and you want to meet some women, how wonderful would it be if you were in a tantra class and then there you were surrounded by goddesses? And if you're a woman on this call tonight and you're wondering, how are you going to meet some godlike men? Well, tantra is your answer. So, Brian, thanks. That's such a great introduction. Let me explain to people for 1 second what we mean by gods and goddesses. When we study tantra, we have found that to be merely mortal, it's kind of like we raise ourselves to gods and goddesses, so that changes our behavior a little bit towards the people of opposite gender. It's my contention that men and women often are at war, like in our culture, and maybe in some other cultures as well. Maybe in other cultures it's worse, like the way we regard each other, the lack of respect. So in tantra, we start to respect each other as if we are really elevated beings, like gods and goddesses. So we treat each other a little bit differently, different kind of a respect, and that was just reflected in Brian's comment. Well, without further ado, I want to ask all three of you, and Brian, because I had your comment, I'll ask Felice now. How did you get into tantra, and can you give us a sense of when?
Sure. I think for the past few years, I had this attraction to the idea of, you know, the connection between sexuality and spirituality. And I would every so often, you know, pick up a book about the topic and read it, but I didn't really integrate it into my life practically. And then about 2 years ago, I was actually doing a yoga teacher training, and one of the facilitators was involved with tantra. And one evening, she facilitated a puja, which is, I could tell you, know, your listeners, is sort of like a gathering of people involved in tantra. And we did some basic tantra practices like eye gazing, you know, looking into another person's eyes and really feeling their energy and some movement. And I felt such a strong connection to this tantra. And then soon thereafter, I actually became involved with a man, and he was also curious. And we explored some together by just, you know, reading books and doing some practices. But that relationship, you know, didn't work out. And it wasn't really until about a year ago when I first met you, Lori, and took your series in New York, your weekly series in New York, that I started to really understand that tantra and the practices was a way of life and a way for me to become. It wasn't only about, you know, connecting with a partner. It was a way for me to become my own beloved and use the tantric practices in the community to be in one with myself and develop my own sexual energy and breath and practice on my own or with other people or with a partner.
Beautiful. Felice, thank you for that so much. That is such a key point about tantra. And I just want to come back for a minute to puja, because really it does underline, puja is really, in Hindu, it's a ceremony that honors the god or the goddess that happens to be being honored at that moment. And like, you know, like Shiva or Krishna or Brahma or Kali or Lakshmi. So puja, why we use it in tantra is because we honor each other, exactly what I said in the beginning, as gods and goddesses. and we gaze into the eye and we look for the divinity within. So thank you for mentioning that. That's wonderful. Let me move to Karen. Karen, so how did you get interested in Tantra and how long ago?
It's actually only been about 6 months, and I can't believe it when I think back. It hasn't been too long, but I've had such wonderful, extreme changes in my life since then. And I have to say, I don't know if I got interested in Tantra. It's more like Tantra found me. A friend of mine sent me an email. She said that she was signing up for this workshop, and I just thought, okay, you know, it'll be a girl's day. The two of us will go to this. And I didn't even really look so much. I just trusted her because she's a good friend, and she's on a growth path as I am. So I decided, okay. And then as it got closer to the workshop, I looked at my schedule, and I thought, oh, I signed up for a bliss workshop. Well, just to give you some context, at the time, just shortly before that, I was severely assaulted on the city streets, and I was probably in the worst place of my life. I mean, I was hurt physically, emotionally. I was a wreck with post-traumatic stress disorder, feeling panicky, not being able to sleep. I mean, so I called you up, Lori, and I said, I can't go to this bliss class, you know. In my mind, I was just imagining all these people, like, dancing around, all blissed out, getting in touch with their joy. And I'm like, oh, this is not for me. And I'm like, I can't go to this. And for the listeners, I just want you to know that that's not what Tantra is about. And what Lori told me is that I was in the right place. And she really reassured me that it isn't just a matter of being all blissed out in order to get to that place. You may have to do emotional release and things like that to shed all that stuff that we've put on top, all those layers of emotions, of baggage that we've kept, you know, over the years and things. And to shed that and to get to our true joy that's beneath all of that, that's the core of us. So I trusted her, and I went to Bliss, and it was an amazing experience. And then when she told me about ecstasy, I just knew, okay, I'm going, you know, nonstop. I'm going to follow this path. And it's really saved me. I mean, it's not only helped me with that, but it actually, like, cleared the slate and let me use it as, like, a launch pad to take me to a completely different level of my life.
Karen, thanks so much. What a great testimonial that is, especially when you're talking about, you know, where you were coming from with this assault and the fear and all that, and then being in a place where you've launched yourself into a whole new awareness and a whole new way of living. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Let's go over to Brian here. Brian, I just want you to know I got an email from somebody that says Brian rocks. So somebody named Jenny wrote onto the fast chat, I guess, after you said what you said about being with, going from goddesses at a gathering to being with three goddesses on the radio.
Hi, Jenny. You rock, too.
Yeah, so I wrote back. I said, Brian does rock. And Michelle is joining us, too. Michelle's on, she's on the BBF chat, and she's also on Skype. So, hi, Michelle. Hi, shout out to you. A tantric shout out. So, Brian, let's come back to you. Like, how'd you get interested in Tantra? And I'm just going to tell people that you've been in Tantra for about a little over a year, a year and a half?
June 1st. Was my 1 year Tantraversary.
Oh my goodness! So just a
yes.
couple, of, you know, a year. You're like an infant.
I know.
And
I
you're
know.
Still not.
True. I found out about it through the Open Center, which is a place in Soho that has a wide variety of spiritual classes. You know, you can take a meditation class. one day and a shamanism class the next day. And I really had no idea what to expect. Yeah. I heard it had something to do with spirituality and sexuality. And, yeah, I basically had no clue. And I was, when you signed up, you either signed up, I think there was one code for men and one code for women. And so some part of me probably thought I was just going to be in a class with all men where we were just going to learn about stuff. And I felt a little freaked out when I saw women there. And this was actually, this was a three-day workshop. So you could say I sort of started out from the deep end of the pool. I'd mentioned this to you in an email, Laurie, that the first day of the workshop, there was an exercise we did with a partner where you're eye-gazing with them and you ask them how they like to be touched. And then after that, you do something where you're just stroking their arm, but with the intention of giving love to them. And I remember when I was asked how I like to be touched, I couldn't even answer. I was like, not only had it been a while since I had been dating anyone, but I had looked back and realized in my relationships I'd been so defensive or so eager to just be giving to the other person that I had no idea what it was like to be a receiver. And I've gotten much better at that. But anyway, by like the third day, I was having like energetic orgasms that weren't even genitally related, and I was just off like a rocket ship.
Brian, thanks so much. That's really, it's great. And the another thing to emphasize is that the thing about receiving, you know, that's so important. In Tantra, everyone learns receiving because in our Western culture, people don't learn how to receive. They just transmit. You know, they give, they put out, and then they transmit. You know, they're transmitting all the time. And this is amazing. So receiving is such an important part of this. Now, Michelle's writing in. She's saying something about change and people not really wanting to. So, yeah, this is good, Michelle. Thanks so much. She's saying that, you know, in Tantra, she wants everyone to know that you can go as fast or as slow as you want at your own pace into your own joy, your own bliss, your own transformation and change. So this is, you know, the people on this call tonight, I just want everyone to know these three are exceptional students. They're amazing, and they've actually gone fast. But they didn't know. I mean, they didn't know that it was going to happen this way. I certainly didn't know. And for some people, they go slower. They take bliss 1 year, and then they go to ecstasy 3 years later, and then they go to initiation 2 years after that. I mean, some people take it in 5-year increments, and some people are really ready. And so they just, they get into the first thing, and they go, wow, the clouds parted. This is for me. So the three people that are on the show tonight are examples of people who found the clouds parting. And it's not to say they weren't somewhat resistant. We as human beings are pretty resistant, but something kept calling them and wanting more and more. Michelle, thanks so much for pointing that out. Let's see. We're going to take a break now for a moment. We're going to break for a commercial, and we'll come back momentarily. Everyone out there, all the listeners out there, I want you to know you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. I'm here with my three guests, Karen, Felice, and Brian. They're students of Tantra, very relatively new students of Tantra, and they have a lot more to share with us, so please stay tuned. Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of Eve's Garden? Eve's Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. Eve's Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/tantracafe. Go there now.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. And it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Hi, everybody. We're back. This is Tantra Cafe. I'm Lori Handler, your host. My guests tonight are Brian, Karen, and Felice. Brian and Felice both reside in New York. Karen lives in Philadelphia. And I want to just let you know, you can call us on 888-228-4494 in the U.S. and Canada, or worldwide, 877-489-6350. And I believe we have a caller right now, so can you put the caller in?
Hi. Sorry?
Yeah, hi. Who is this?
Oh, this is Brent from Baltimore.
Hi, Brent.
Actually,
how you doing?
I'm good. I was actually Brian's college roommate for 3 years.
Get out. This is fantastic. You have a... Hi, Brian, your roommate's on the phone, on the show with us. Brent, you have any questions about Tantra for us?
Well, I guess, I mean, one thing I've always admired about Brian has been his willingness to try new things ever since college. I didn't realize that he had been interested in Tantra and pursuing it for a year. It seems like quite a while for him. I don't mean that as a negative. I just mean I know he had been taking a wide variety of classes, and I'd be interested to know why Tantra stuck with him maybe more than the others.
You can ask him directly. He's listening to you. Just ask him.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm Brian. How are you?
You actually need to ask him the question. I need you to ask him the question because we're on air, so...
Yeah.
Actually,
Brian,
he dropped off the call, and he's going to call right back. So Brian's not
with
him at the moment.
There we go. So, Brent, we're going to put you on hold for a second, and we'll bring Brian right back. He'll answer your question momentarily, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Great, thanks so much. All right, so listen, everyone. My next question for you is, what's the favorite thing that you've gotten out of Tantra? Felice, why don't you respond to that while we're waiting for Brian to get back on?
Sure. I was actually just thinking about this while we were on the commercial. I feel like for me, in my experience as a woman, I feel like in doing Tantra and practicing the various, breathing exercises and then practices we do when we're together as a community or with a partner, I feel like I am moving more and more into my feminine energy. And I think at least I know for myself, and I think a lot of women out there in this world where we're, you know, working so much and hard driving and being there for everybody, there's something very beautiful about coming back into this feminine sort of receiving, at least that's how I think of it, space. And Tantra, I find, it's very nurturing for me in that respect. And I feel it's just a beautiful, beautiful feeling to feel that true feminine energy. And I really, for me, that's been the most, you know, sort of profound shift. And it's been very beautiful, very beautiful.
Thanks for saying that, Felice. That's a really important point about getting into the feminine for women. That happened to me as well, which is part of the reason that I've continued with Tantra. But I didn't think it was going to happen. I didn't believe anything my teacher said. But then I started looking in the mirror, and I looked more feminine than I had. I used to kind of look like a drill sergeant, I think. And now I kind of look like a goddess. Yeah?
Yeah. Yes, you do. And I think that it's, you don't, you know, it's easy to say change won't happen or that won't happen to me. You know, maybe it's for other people. But I see it in myself. I see it in a lot of people around me. And, yeah, I think it's possible. It's
beautiful.
Possible.
Thanks. Let me just find out if Brian's not back on. Brian, are you on? Brian is not on. I guess that's what happens when you're sitting on a park bench. Brett, can you stay with us? I guess we lost
and I'm back
call.
On, Larry.
Oh, you're back on. Okay, well, Brett, your college roommate, was just on the call. I don't hear him now, but he wanted to know why. Brett, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay,
hey, Brett.
Ask him the question, will you?
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good.
anyway, to paraphrase quickly, I just wanted to know, I didn't realize you had been interested in Tantra for a year now. That's an impressive amount of time. I was wondering what about Tantra versus the other classes that I know you had been taking stuck with you to the point where it just seems like you have focused more on Tantra maybe than on the other classes. What was it about Tantra that grabbed you?
All right. Good question, because it used to be really my thing that I'd be sort of a dilettante. Like, I took a mime class for a while. I took sculpture for a while. I'd just dabble in a lot of things. And I'd say actually one of the biggest things for me was I really found a community for myself when I started taking Tantra classes. And this, more so than anything else, was a community where I could be really genuine with people and really show vulnerability and show sides of myself that I really had been afraid to show. And anytime when I was scared, like, oh, what will people think of me if I confront this emotion, or what will people think of me if I cry in front of them or have a full body orgasm in front of them or whatever, anytime there was some barrier where I'm worried about what will people think if I go past that, and I was worried, when I went there, I was accepted and loved for being who I am. And I think that as much as anything was why I just felt really at home with Tantra.
Thanks so much, Brian. That's so great. So Brett, really there is a whole community that you should know about if this interests you at all. And that has, there's plenty of people in Baltimore and in the D.C. area.
I still talk to Brian from time to time, and I didn't realize it had been a year, but you know, it's certainly interesting. I'm not looking for to add it to my life at this point. But
all right, I just wanted to let you know that I do classes in Baltimore and D.C. That's where I started. So just to let you know.
Cool.
Okay, thanks so much for calling in. What?
Are you from Baltimore or D.C.?
No. No, but I want to. I actually want to go back to all this. So I can. We can. You can text me later, and I'll be glad to answer those questions.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Thanks. Thank you so much for calling in. So back to the questions. I want to know. Do you have a favorite practice, Brian? As long as we're still with you, is there some favorite practice?
I think I know what you're going to say, but. I'd say there's two really. One is doing the wave, which is full body orgasm, which I can do, anyone once they've been practicing can do without any sort of genital stimulation, and it just makes me feel really good and really happy. And I used to sort of very discreetly do that to the rhythm of songs on my iPod if I'm, you know, taking a stroll or waiting for the subway. And my other favorite practice is what I call erotic breath play, which is with a partner circulating your energy between the two of you and really connecting on heart level as well as usually an orgasmic level as well.
Great, Brian. Thanks so much. Now the wave, I just have to come back to people for a minute. So if people, sometimes it's called streaming and sometimes it's called the wave, and it really is, it's a practice where the body is really 80% water. And so going into the wave is when the body lets go of its rigidness and goes with the water that's already fluid, that's already in the body. And when I first met Brian, I noticed that he could already do it, and I told him it was a very advanced technique. And Brian, you are definitely the king of the wave.
The first time I waved spontaneously without any control of it was the same class as the first time I met you. Like, that was, I guess, a big impression to make as a first impression.
Yeah, it was great. Well, let's find out from Karen. Karen, do you have a particular favorite practice? I mean, you're the person here who's been practicing Tantra for the least amount of time, but you've gone very far. So is there a particular practice that you want to share?
Well, I'd say yoga boxing. Just because of the circumstances of when I started, I had a lot of anger and things to release, so that helped. But also, I just loved watching the women, women and men, but women yoga boxing, because I saw them completely in their power with direct, clear communication, and that was so refreshing. I saw them, like, so in their power and feminine at the same time, and yeah, I wish I could have grown up with that model, but at least they have it now, and I'm completely embracing it. And so that's a tool that I can use, that I can, you know, if there is something that comes up, I can yoga box. It doesn't have to be with the person. It can just be in the mirror or at any time. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of, I like all kinds of tools, but that's one that I've used a lot lately.
Fantastic. So, yeah, let me just explain that to people. So we, in my particular courses, because not too many, I don't think there's too many other Tantra teachers who know about yoga boxing. In Butterfly Workshop's courses, Tantra courses, we do this wonderful exercise called yoga boxing, where we mix boxing and speaking at the same time, and we're not, like, hitting each other. There's no punches that are landed, but we actually clear ourselves and begin to speak our truth and get very powerful working together with partners or working in a group and moving our arms, each arm individually at the same time as we're punching out a word. Well, that was like one punch for two words, a word, but we punch out what we have to say, and we start getting very, very empowered in the area of communication, and just releasing whatever tension we have around saying things that we've been stuck in the throat chakra or in the throat area before. You can find out more about yoga boxing if you go to my website, butterflyworkshops.com, and also you can go to yogaboxing.com. You can find out how to order a DVD and find out about yoga boxing yourself. Karen, thanks so much. Yeah, I noticed you in courses becoming very, very empowered in yoga boxing. I'm very glad to hear that you're doing it even now, like not in the class, but in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, it's great. Well, we're going to break for a second. We'll be back shortly, but right now we're going to take another commercial break. If you've just tuned in and are wondering what you're listening to, this is Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handler, your host. My guests tonight are three relatively new Tantra students, Karen, Felice, and Brian, and they're in a very powerful place. It's really a fantastic tribute or testament to Tantra, to the whole set of practices and ancient science that Tantra is, to hear them speak. And we'll be back with more. Please stay tuned. I, Laurie Handler, personally invite you to come with me on a tantric tour of the heart of India, November 19th to December 1st, 2008. You'll see the Taj Mahal and visit the fabulous Fatehpur Sikri, home of the great Mughal king Akbar. You'll experience Jaipur, the pink city, and visit the sacred lake of Pushkar. Then, at dawn from a boat on the Ganges in Varanasi, you'll see exquisite Hindu prayer rituals. You'll tour Sarnath, where the Buddha gave his first speech after attaining enlightenment, and then you'll explore the exotic Kama Sutra temples of Khajuraho. Finally, you'll shop till you drop in the Paraganj Bazaar in New Delhi. Throughout the tour, you'll learn tantric techniques and principles, and I promise you'll feel a tremendous sense of well-being as we delve into these simple yet potent tantric tools. Please note that no previous experience with Tantra or yoga is necessary. I invite you to join me in this unique experience touring the incredible country of India. And I must warn you, this is not your typical tour, and you are not a typical tourist.
For more information about this exciting tantric tour of the heart of India, contact Lori at butterflyworkshops.com or write to her at info@butterflyworkshops.com.
Laurie, I'm back with you on Tantra Cafe. You're listening to bbsradio.com. We've had a bunch of interesting fast chats, and we've also had some calls. If you want to call in, here are the numbers, 888-228-4494 in the U.S. and Canada, or worldwide, 877-489-6350. Or you can send a message to BBS Fast Chat, and I'll pick you up. Anyway, here are my guests. I have three guests tonight. Brian, Felice and Karen. They're all relatively new Tantra students. And I wanted to ask them, you know, again, Karen said a little in her introduction how Tantra had had changed her life. But I'd like to know also from the others, you know, how Felice said that it's changed her life in becoming more feminine. And Brian, you have something about that, perhaps, about how it's really shifted your life?
I'd say I've just become so much more open, so much more comfortable with myself in terms of who I am. I definitely started Tantra from a place of not being open sexually and not being open to love and being sort of distrustful. And I really learned a lot about feeling safe from Tantra and just being able to express myself, being able to emote, being able to cry. All those things I really got in touch with from Tantra.
Fantastic, Brian. Thanks so much. I think another person who knows you is on the line. We're going to bring in Ron from Baltimore. Ron, are you there?
Yeah, hi. This is actually Ram. Ram from close to Philadelphia.
Oh, Ram! Hi,
yeah.
Ram.
Hey, Ram.
Hi, Ram.
Hey, hey, Felice. Hey, Brian. Hey, hey, Laurie. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Ram. How great to hear from you.
Oh,
anything
you
want
you.
To chime in about Tantra? Anything you want to say to relatively new students?
Yeah, I'd say good for it. I mean, for me personally, it was not just a way to make new friends and connect with people, but it was a way for me to get in touch with emotions that you have in your subconscious but you're not able to release. So the way it benefited me or helped me out was, you know, it helped me to get in touch with these emotions and get them out of my system so I could move on from these, you know, little thoughts that just go around and around my head and these behaviors that are there. You know, you're kind of stuck sometimes, and Tantra kind of helps you to get unstuck. Sometimes you're consciously aware and you can, you know, take steps to get unstuck, but sometimes everything, you know, things work at a subconscious level, and I think Tantra works that way too, that subconsciously it starts to clear everything out. But anyhow, that's just my two cents and how it helped me. But I just had a question for maybe Felice or Brian or your other guest.
My other guest is Karen.
Karen. My question is, did you guys do like a daily Tantra practice, you know, morning or evening, or do you have any suggestions on what might be easy to do for a person who's away from Tantra classes?
Yes, Felice, I can answer that from my perspective. I try to every day do some emotional release and a breathing practice that I learned from attending Lori's classes. And for me personally, the emotional release is very powerful, and that may be just doing releasing sound, or in Lori's classes we do an exercise where we squeeze our PC muscles, our, you know, our root chakra, and then bring up the energy, transmute the energy. And I find in my daily life those practices to be so helpful and powerful. And they really have changed my life. They really changed my life.
Felice, thanks so much for saying that about and answering Ram with the answer about doing daily emotional release practices and then squeezing. I forgot to mention that our music tonight was it's something that we do, and we use an emotional release, so it's a good lead-in to just let people know what they listen to, which is a piece called Truby Trio by Alegre, and it's on the Brasilified CD. And we actually use that in our ongoing Tantra series. We use it to do one of the Osho meditations called Gibberish, and everyone at home could do this if they want to. They put on fabulous drum music, and they dance for 5 minutes to themselves or with themselves with their eyes closed. And as soon as the 5 minutes is up, they just start making noise, blah, 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 or talking gibberish, which is unrecognizable words, letting go of whatever's been stored in the brain, They do that for 5 minutes, and then for 5 minutes they're quiet. They just be quiet. So just thanks for mentioning that again, emotional release. You've all been actually mentioning that, and Ram mentioned it as well. So thank you. Ram, was that okay? Can you do emotional release every day, huh?
Yeah. Thank you. That is very useful. Thank you so much. I think I'll switch back to my internet because my phone line isn't very clear. So thank you so much for answering my question.
Well, thanks for calling in, and we miss you. And we'll be down there soon. Well, I'll be in Baltimore sooner than later. So love to see you. Take care, Ram.
Take care. Bye bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
How
bye-bye.
Great. So, let's see, if somebody we're kind of winding down now towards the end of the show, and it's pretty clear to me that I have to have y'all on the show again. If somebody were, you know, if you had anything advice to somebody looking for a Tantra class, you know, what would you say to them about either choosing a teacher or reading a book or whatever it would be, you know, anyone. Karen, let me start with you. We haven't heard from you in a little.
Okay, well, I would just say, like you say, like Lori says, try it. You might like it. So I'd really say just to try with a workshop or something, and just, you know, just take the Bliss workshop. Just go with an open mind. And actually what someone gets from the workshop or practice they learn might not even be what they think. I mean, what I originally wanted, I got a sense of safety and a feeling of power within my body, which I was really lacking at the moment. But then I got so much more, some things that I never thought I would get through Tantra. You know, so I guess I would just recommend to keep an open mind and try it.
Great. Karen, tell us what you do. You know, like what you do in your life. So people who are listening out there can know that, you know, you're a regular person, you know, like they are if they're considering.
Yeah, I have a regular corporate job. So I'm a director responsible for a product line of financial business software at a large international corporation. So, yeah, it's not like I sit around doing Tantra and yoga or all the time and stuff. So, but this is a great way. You can incorporate it into whatever lifestyle you have.
Great. Thank you so much. And, Brian, do you have something you want to say about, about something to tell the listeners?
I'd say just remember that you have ownership of your own experience and your own body and your own sexual energy. And so if a practice or a teacher doesn't resonate with you, that's fine. That's your choice. And you can go as deeply as you want to or as gingerly as you feel comfortable with. And you can still keep whatever boundaries you want to keep. That's fine because it's all your experience.
Fabulous, Brian. Thanks so much. And can you tell people what you do so that they know, you know, you're like them?
Oh, yeah. I do tech support for a financial company. I help analysts with their software when it doesn't work for them.
Thanks so much. We have two financial organization people here. Amazing. And thank you so much. And Felice, what would you say to people if they were looking for Tantra or, you know, if they were just starting out and beginning, what advice would you give them?
I would echo what Karen said, to really keep an open mind and to try a class. I think, you know, as I mentioned in the introduction, I first started to, you know, read books and buy books, but really to take a class and go to a teacher, at least in my personal experience, was much more helpful to open me up to the practices. And then in trying different teachers, I think feeling safe, feeling comfortable with the community is all very important. And so just trying different teachers, and of course I recommend your classes because they've been so helpful for me. That would be my short answer about what to look for.
Great, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm going to say goodnight to the three of you. I thank you so much for being on the show with me this evening. I think it's really helpful. You know, a lot of times I have Tantra experts on the show, or I have people who, you know, are related in a field that's similar, you know, or very overlapping, and it's great. Oh, Felice, we didn't say that you're an attorney. I just wanted to
yes.
say, so people can know also that you're an attorney and you're also a yoga teacher. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
What?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
So even
so
lawyers do Tantra.
Pardon? Say again?
Even lawyers, you know, can do Tantra. In fact, I think it would be very helpful for all lawyers to practice Tantra. But I think, if I may, just in closing, that I think it's so wonderful if you go to a gathering or a class and there's people from all different walks of life, ages, backgrounds, and it's just a beautiful way to bring different people together. And I really can't recommend it enough in the practice.
Thank you. So, yes, I want to thank all three of you for being on the show tonight, for, you know, agreeing to share with people what it's like to be a student of Tantra, different from people who are teachers of Tantra, who I normally interview. It's so great to have you because you three are also a wealth of knowledge. And I'm so glad that some people called in as well. And then it turns out that Ram called in and he was a wealth of knowledge about it as well. He talked about the conscious and subconscious, how we clear ourselves. So it was just a perfect setup. I'm thrilled to have had you. I'm grateful to have had you. And I just want to let people know some announcements about where I'll be in the next while. For anyone listening from Philly, I'll be in Philadelphia doing the Bliss Course September 13th. I'll be in D.C. September 27th. So the people who called in from Baltimore, I'll be in the D.C. area. I'm not sure where exactly yet. I might actually wind up in Baltimore September 27th. October 4th, I'll be in Boston for the first time doing Bliss. And November 1st, back in New York City. So if anybody has friends or anyone listening would like to be in a beginner's Tantra course, those are three places that I'll be. Philly, D.C., Boston, and New York City. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the show tonight. You've been listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. I thank my guests, Karen, Felice, and Brian, and I'll be signing off now. Speak to you next week. See you next week. I'll have the Immortals. I'll have Bernie, Chuck, and Jim back for round 2 on Tantra Cafe. See you then.